Did President Trump make a troubling promise to a foreign leader? That's the potential bombshell on Capitol Hill today. President Trump has denied any wrongdoing. In a tweet, President Trump said he would only do what is right and only do good for the USA. He was responding to a story in the Washington Post. That report has not been verified, and Trump calls it fake news. But Congress is taking it seriously. At the heart of this story is a complaint from a whistleblower within the U.S. government. The Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, Michael Atkinson, reviewed the complaint and found it both credible and a matter for urgent concern. Atkinson even breached protocol to report it directly to Congress after his boss refused to do so. Today, Atkinson, the Inspector General, or IG, appeared before the House Intelligence Committee. And believe it or not, that's where the story gets really complicated. Atkinson informed Congress that he couldn't give any details. That's because the Department of Justice had interfered by ruling the information privileged. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, said this after the closed-door meeting.
Given that it involves something that the IG has already found to be serious and credible and evidence of wrongdoing of one kind or another, there is no privilege that covers that. There is no privilege to conceal that. There is no privilege to be corrupt.
Schiff was careful not to name President Trump as the subject of the complaint, but given what had happened already and ruling out possibilities, Schiff concluded this.
It likely involves either the president or people around him.
So what exactly is going on here? Margaret Taylor is a fellow at the Brookings Institution and a senior editor of the Lawfare blog. Previously, she served as a senior attorney for the House Foreign Relations Committee.
So we don't know a whole lot about the content of the actual complaint. What we do know is that the process by which whistleblowers are supposed to submit these complaints to Congress was not followed in this instance. The relevant piece of legislation lays out a very specific process for people in the intelligence community to put forth whistleblower complaints that they want to communicate to the Congress. First, they submit them to the intelligence community's inspector general, and then that inspector general is supposed to be the one who makes the decision about whether the information is credible and whether it is of urgent concern. And if he determines that that is the case, in this case it's the inspector general's name is Michael Atkinson, he is required then to submit it, the information, to the director of national intelligence, which is Joseph McGuire, who's serving in an acting capacity at this point. And then 7 days after that, the director of national intelligence is required by the statute to submit the information to the Congress. That last piece didn't happen.
And so how do we even know that Joseph McGuire didn't do what he's supposed to do?
Well, what we understand from public reporting is that the Intelligence Community Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, actually alerted the committee himself that he had made his determination and submitted the information to the Director of National Intelligence. So the understanding in the press is that is how Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, learned of the existence of this whistleblower complaint.
Now, the Washington Post is saying this whistleblower case involves President Trump communicating with a particular foreign leader. What's the significance of that? President Trump meets with lots of foreign leaders.
So I think the significance is that the Inspector General of the intelligence community made a determination that whatever this complaint was a matter of urgent concern and was credible. And the relevant statute specifically says that that does not include complaints that address differences of opinions concerning public policy matters aren't relevant under this statute. So the inspector general clearly determined that whatever this complaint was didn't relate to differences of opinions concerning public policy matters. And so the question is, what was it? The statute, you know, allows complaints to be forwarded that address a serious or flagrant problem, abuse, violation of law or executive order, or deficiency related to an intelligence activity.
So bottom line, how big of a deal is this?
I think it depends on what ends up being the actual content of the complaint. If the content of the complaint is really something that's flagrant and abusive, then this will continue to be a big deal. And I do think that if Chairman Schiff and the intelligence committees generally don't get the answers they need, this will continue to fester. we won't see the end of this until the intelligence committees are satisfied that there's not a real problem here.
Margaret Taylor is senior editor of the Lawfare blog. She's also a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks for speaking with us, Margaret.
Thank you.